Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak tonight. As I wrote this submission, I remember the experience of my adored grandmother. And forgive me, I am going to read the whole thing. Who, as a Caulfield resident, could have used Glenira's residential aged care. Sadly, that wasn't an option, and I have memories of her care that disturb me to this day. Another family member's experience more recently was not terrible, nor was it good. As the primary family carer, the constant stress and anxiety that this caused for me was enormous. To not have confidence and trust that your most loved and cherished family member is being treated with dignity and with the best possible care is deeply distressing. To know that you have limited power to intervene or take corrective action is actually a torment. Aging and dying with dignity is being denied to far too many people in our society. To treat the decision to sell this service lightly, we are all diminished by the experience. Glenira Council have been a provider of residential aged care for over 40 years and deliver care that is rated at the highest possible standard. Why would we put this community asset at risk? Do we know how many community members have used this service over the last 40 years? My understanding is that Warrawee, Spurway and Rosstown do not need to market or promote themselves, as there is always a waiting list of residents. While we are inundated with residential aged care marketing, our services quietly perform, providing the type of care and ongoing connection with the community that we would all want. How many ratepayers would be residents in these aged care services over the next 40 years? Do these prospective residents have any idea of this sale? Do they have a voice in this process? I ask these questions because I am sure very few ratepayers know of this decision and have had the opportunity to submit and speak here tonight, as several other people have already mentioned. I have neighbours who have used these services, but who had no idea of their existence until they reached a point in their life that it became clear they needed them. Warrawee, Spurway and Rosstown are not at all well known. I understand from discussions with the Mayor and Council officers that consultation has occurred, but only with the residents and families. As the people directly affected by this decision, this cannot be held up as community consultation. Clearly, a provider withdrawing from their role as administrator and selling off their service must consult at a minimum with those who live in the facility. Councillor Hyams, you informed me that the matter of the sale of these services has been under discussion by councillors over the last 12 months. Why is it that we, the owners of these services, only learn after the decision to sell? The opportunity to make submissions has only been made available to us under the section of the Act that applies to public land sales. I think that is appalling. This is a legislative requirement and the barest minimum that you must provide. This is not community consultation. The residents of Glenira have not been asked to engage on this issue and to be part of this decision-making process. Consultation should be a genuine engagement with community on the challenges that have motivated this proposal, the decision, and the way in which the proceeds of savings would be spent if the decision was made. Councillors invariably have projects and aspirations that require funds. But are the beneficiaries of these projects more important than the quality of care for the many thousands of older residents who have and will use these services? Consultation is not about ticking the consultation box. None of you were elected with a mandate to sell off these services. To the best of my knowledge, it was never mentioned at any time during your election campaigns. However, let me remind you, consultation was. What is the emergency? Where's the fire? What is the financial justification for the sale of these assets that would be lost forever if sold? If the proceeds of the sale are expected to fund your future commitments, then make this transparent. Now, so we can have a say, we expect no less transparency from state and federal governments, so why not from our councillors? It is difficult to believe that our views will be taken on board when the decision to sell has already been made. And I understand there's a process, but I still think this is completely in reverse order of how it should be conducted. I've put up my hand to be consulted through Glen Iris Community Voice, as others have done. But what a sham this is if the issues that really matter, such as a significant asset sale, are not included in that process. As a resident, I want to tell you I feel patronised. A lack of information, proper consultation, an in-camera decision, and an in-camera decision undermine a transparent and democratic process. Transparency may be uncomfortable and difficult, but it is a role of democratically elected council. We need councillors who are brave and can provide a process for our voices to be heard. If you are not already aware of the Victorian Ombudsman's report on transparency of local government decision making, it is worth taking a look. On page 10, the Ombudsman states, when councils make decisions on behalf of their communities and information related to those decisions is not made accessible to the public, this reduces community confidence that council is acting in the public interest. The exceptions to openness should be limited and handled with great care. I speak with councils regularly across Melbourne, and I know that they are told that matters are confidential. Councils need to find a process that enables a mature conversation with those who elect them on the issues that matter to their community. These constraints on your dialogue with the community are inappropriate and undemocratic. And if this is happening, it means the process is flawed. There has been little to no information, and can I also say, it's the thin end of the wedge, and I am really here tonight because I recognise that. There has been little to no information distributed to the community on the issue. Even the most recent edition of Glen Iris News failed to mention your decision and process. However, ironically, for International Women's Day, you featured Gladys Wallace, who campaigned to ensure that council delivered care. Childcare and aged care were specifically referenced. This was in the same week that this special meeting is to be held. Smacks of hypocrisy. What would Gladys and all the other women, the community members and councils who fought, lobbied and campaigned to have council deliver their services say to you now? I know that that would have been a tremendous community effort. The other person I would like you to think of as you consider this decision is of dear Senator Barney Cooney. Long-term Glen Iris resident, a much loved and respected lawyer and politician who worked tirelessly to assist those who needed a voice. Barney died recently, and his final submission to the Aged Care Royal Commission was published in The Age. Barney stressed to his submission transcriber, Justice Vincent, that he was in one of Melbourne's best facilities and was not mistreated. And I quote, he wanted the commission to know that the very process stripped the elderly of their dignity and left them to die miserably. In his submission, Barney reports on his regular suffering and how inadequate the assistance provided to him was. Barney did not blame the staff for this, as he understood that they were too few to attend to everyone's needs in a timely manner. aged journalist John Sylvester quotes Barney at length in the article, but I'll only read you a small quote from the article. The system's structures are clearly designed for the cost-effective management and handling rather than the provision of personalised care. The staff members at my facility try their hardest to fill this gap, but they lack adequate training and the support required to enable them to do more than quickly attend to the resident's specific requests when time permits. From whatever perspective the situation is viewed, it is clearly very unsatisfactory. I won't pretend to be in a position to speak on Barney's behalf, but I feel confident that he would be with the people in this room, on this side of the gallery, tonight, who were questioning the rationale of this decision. I think Barney would be with us. If you haven't read Barney's submission and the letters in response, I encourage you to do so. We elect you to represent our interests. Selling off quality aged care in the midst of crisis in care that has led to an aged care royal commission is a poor decision, and it is clearly not in the best interests of the community. Selling is not in the interests of the high percentage of older residents in this community. I think she should call a halt to this process. I think she should go back to the community with the grounds for the sale to probably consult and discuss. But before you do, invite the Royal Commission to Warrawee, Spurway and Rostown. Our community has an asset that too few enjoy: accessible, equitable, quality care. We have a unique and precious asset that has not been valued, and right now it has a broader community value. We need these examples for the whole community, which is examining this vexed issue. I won't ask for a show of hands to ask how many of you have visited a high care needs relative in an aged care facility, but I know those that have will be troubled that care for some of those living in these services could be compromised. Since I've started to follow this issue, I've read and heard people suggesting that the new service will be even better. No one can actually make this claim. And I think it's a shallow claim. And if there are specific instances or specific examples of how care could be improved, then that should also be examined as part of the decision to settle, because a council has the opportunity to rectify those things. Care is hard work. It is physical, it is emotional, and it involves the whole person. Respected workers whose care is secure and well rewarded provide the best care. Countless aged care reports, and there's no end of them, point to the need to create these conditions to improve care. We have excellent care provided by a committed professional workforce. Please do not take them from us. Glenora Aged Care has the highest care rating available, and there is no way you can assure us that this will be preserved if these services are sold. The quality of care is dependent on the quality workforce, which if made redundant will be expensive and a scarce resource lost. We will never again be able to regain these services or buy this land back. Selling off these aged care services will not be a positive legacy of this council, but the decision to preserve and upgrade will. I respectfully request that council reverse the decision to sell these services and the land on which they are built. Should there be reasonable justification to sell these services, which I've yet to hear, then a comprehensive community consultation process should be entered into. And that's the end of my submission. But just regarding something you said, Councillor Himes, about ensuring that you will take on board the recommendations of the Royal Commission, the problem for you is that the Royal Commission recommendations will not be available until after this process is complete. And for that reason alone, It is a flawed decision. Thank you very much.